Hey, Tom. Good morning to you and to Sybil and Jay. Not a good morning for the Florida A&M family, as yesterday prosecutors announced that they are filing charges against 13 FAMU students in the death of Robert Champion and also in the hazing of two others. And so this has been an ongoing investigation. Joining us right now is Chris Chestnut. He is the attorney for the family of Robert Champion. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Roman. How are you?
Doing great. First and foremost, how does the family feel about these charges being filed in the death of their son?
The family is devastated. The family was looking for a charge more commensurate with the severity of punishment that Robert survived. So Robert has a life sentence. The most that any of these students can get is 6 years. And so the family is devastated. You know, there was a calculated conspiracy to cover this up. It has been done. And it appears that it has succeeded.
So when you say devastated, they were hoping that, frankly, murder charges would be filed?
Well, he was murdered. So, yes. Unfortunately, the way the statute is drafted, and there were some mistakes made early on in the investigation, there isn't sufficient evidence, I don't think, to prove murder at this point, but we remain optimistic.
It was tough listening to the prosecutor lay out the damage, the brutality, frankly, that was done to his body. How do you see it in terms of, you know, obviously this going to court? Because, you know, it's going to be tough for any prosecutor to pinpoint X number of people on a bus or whatever took place. And that's sort of how I read it as well.
It will, and that's why he can't charge murder directly. However, the Florida statute contemplates that, the Florida statute for hazing contemplates that there may not be direct physical evidence. And so I think that he may be able to get a conviction. The problem is, quite frankly, because these students were not interrogated in Orlando, but allowed to get back to FAMU, they had time to conspire and figure out, get their story together, if you will. And so it's going to be a very tough prosecution. I anticipate it being a long process. But the family today is asking that this ban not march until justice is done.
So you believe that, now when you say justice is done, do you believe that, so you're saying the ban should not perform at all until this case is adjudicated, or are you looking for even a longer suspension, if you will, let's say, just like when you look at fraternities, they might ban them for 4 or 5 years, so all of the players who were a part of it are no longer on campus, and then you're starting anew?
Exactly. Well, I mean, as the parents have noted, if this were the Omegas or the Kappas or the AKAs or the Deltas, they'd be off the yard. The band's still marching. So there has to be some accountability from FAMU. And quite frankly, the family's fear is this is going to continue to happen because technically they beat the system. They've killed somebody. There's no murder charge. There have been
sanctions
for FAMU.
The charge is not murder, but they still have been charged. And I understand the loss of this man's life. I understand that. But still charges have been filed against these people. Right?
Yes,
it's not the charge that you wanted, but it is a charge. And the case is going through the process, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess let's just make an analogy, respectfully, Sybil. If a husband beat his wife to death and his charge was misdemeanor domestic battery or third-degree domestic battery, is that really justice? Because he's murdered her.
I understand.
So there has to be some parity there.
If they suspend the ban, what happens to the scholarships that band members are currently or will be under?
You know, I can't speak to that. But here's the issue. Because there's never been any real, there's never really been an effort by or an initiative by FAMU to address this issue, we have to just do what we have to do at this point. And that is, this ban can't continue to march because there is a threat to the safety of future students. So I can't speak to what we have with scholarships, but we don't want anybody else killed.
Do you anticipate any civil charges as a result of this following the criminal?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we sued the bus company. We're going to sue FAMU. And listen, I love FAMU, and I understand the issue here. We need more black folks in college. I get it. But FAMU's got to step up. This is an opportunity for them to lead. They have not. And so this band can't march. I mean, we cannot continue to condone this type of activity.
All right.
Chris Chestnut, we certainly appreciate it. Give our thoughts and prayers to the family of Robert Champion, and we'll certainly be chatting with you in the future as this case goes down the line.
Thank you.
All right, Roland.
Good luck.
All right, folks. Thanks a lot.